Good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and this is Walk and Talk, episode 177. Thank you for joining today, and our video is Calming Flowers. You can find that video in the link below on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Our thought that goes with this video is drink in all the little details of spring before the blooms fade. Drink in all the little details of spring before the blooms fade. In this video, you see the magenta, the strong pinks from this blooming bush. The entire bush is covered with these blooms. And as you get closer, you see each individual magenta flower. And as you get even closer, you'll see little white flowers inside of the flowers. The little details as you drill in from the big picture. Spring is a magical time, and for the Northern Hemisphere, spring is springing. For the Southern Hemisphere, at the time of this recording, is slowly turning into fall. Summer is in full swing, but the seasons are changing. So taking the time when it is the change of season, which is at the peak a good 2 weeks before everything changes from colors to green, enjoy it. Get out, take pictures, smell the flowers if you're not allergic to them, touch the petals, and be a part of the spring. Be a part of the fall when it's happening before those blooms fade. Now, there are changing flowers and fauna all the time, depending on the life cycles that are out in the beauty of nature. But enjoying them before the beauty fades, before the beauty changes. It's right there in front of you. If you blink or say, I'm going to do it this weekend versus today, it might be over. If you want to snap pictures of that beautiful bush, those flowers, that tree, do it. Do it today. Don't wait. Get your family, your friends, yourself. Take some selfies with that blooming behind you. Hey, and share them with us. And we'll share them for you. Because it's beautiful. And it is temporary. Now, we can also look at our own life in that same element. Enjoy the beauty before it fades. We are beautiful from the time we arrive on this earth until the time we leave this earth. We are at our prime as we finish our puberty and become adults. But it is not necessarily our most beautiful time. A person who has lived a full life will have wrinkles and soft skin that tell many stories and that are beautiful. A baby with chubby cheeks and soft skin is also beautiful. We have beauty throughout our lives, and we should relish it, enjoy it. Be proud of it. Too many times we think, male or female, that aging is not beautiful. But each age in its own right is beautiful. If you were born with white hair and lived for 50, 60 years, and that white started to turn dark, maybe you wouldn't think that was beautiful. Maybe you'd say, ooh, they've got black hair now, and it used to be this beautiful white. Think about that. Oh, they had these wrinkles when they were born. And then they turned, and they had smooth skin? Oh. It's like the Benjamin Button story. For those of you who are familiar with the backwards aging. It's just one story that has been told. But it is beautiful all the time, but enjoy it at the time. Enjoy yourself. If you thought in your teen years, oh, I've got acne, this is awful, you might years later look back and go, oh my gosh, that was barely anything. I wish I had acne again. I don't know anybody who'd say that. But the point is, enjoy the moment, relish the moment. Your skin in your 60s and 70s is going to be different than when you're 20s and 30s. It just is. Enjoy the change of the bloom. Enjoy what is happening to you in your body, and drink in those little details that are you. Being mindful of yourself and enjoying the changes that you go through, as well as others go through. Watching a baby turn into a child, turn into a teenager, turn into adult. Maybe even a friend, and you watch them through the years. Enjoy all of those pieces. Your parents, if you have the luxury of having them around, your grandparents, don't stick them away in an old age home. Keep them with you. They're important resources. Yeah, it might be difficult to take care of sometime, but there are people that instead of paying another house to take care of, that you can pay to come into your own house and take care of. And enjoy that person before their bloom is gone. My friends, there is so many ways for you to enjoy the spring of life that you are in at every single stage. And if there is something that has happened in your life that you would like to share, please do. Message me, comment below, share it with us. Because whatever it is that you're going through, you're not alone. There are so many of us out there who will listen to you and care about you for the stories and for your moment. We're in this big, beautiful planet Earth together. And it's fun to drink in all these little details. Whether it's spring, whether it's fall, whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whatever the case may be, we can all enjoy it together. And don't be afraid to enjoy the little things. They mean so much. The people before the blooms fade, before whatever it is, a time, a moment, a person fades. Grab this life by the hand, my friend. And skip through it. Enjoy your mindfulness day this mindfulness moment and taking a meditative moment with the video to reflect upon you and your emotional happiness. Thank you for joining me, Mentor Avalon, and this Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time.